No, you're like,
hello, my friends. How are you today? Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. My friends, life has gotten so expensive. As a matter of fact, according to the Census Bureau, 38.1 million people in 2018 were considered poor. To make matters even worse, which is really, really bad, thousands and thousands of people, one in every eight Americans, are still living below the poverty level. No wonder why so many people are having a difficult time and making ends meet. That being said, the great news is that in Broward County, Florida, there's a beam of light, there's a beam of hope for all the economically disadvantaged residents. Guess what? Free healthcare at the Light of the World Clinic. Joining us tonight is somebody very, very special. Somebody that's a crusader, that's a fighter, that's a champion for healthcare. Her name is Sandy Lozano Barry, and she's the executive director of the Light of the World Clinic. Welcome, Sandy. How are you tonight?
Doing great, and thank you for the invitation. This is awesome.
Well, you're awesome, and I want to thank you and all your volunteers we're going to be talking about very shortly, and all of the doctors and the physicians and the students from different universities for making Dr. Vasquez's dream and also Elaine Miceli Vasquez's dream come true. That being said, I want all of our viewers tonight to get to know all about our altruistic clinic, the Light of the World Clinic. I like the way that sounds, like the Light of the World Clinic. It's like the world, the globe. Talk to us. Talk to us how it was established and how did this clinic become alive? Tell us.
Well, this story began a long time ago when our founder, Dr. Irwin Vasquez, saw that there was a need in the community. He saw that there were people who were out there struggling who did not know where to go for access to medical care. And I sadly was naive enough to believe that everyone had insurance, and if they didn't, they had Medicaid, and if they didn't have that, then the health department took care of everyone. But was I wrong? And he chuckled when he patted my shoulder and he said, "You have a lot to learn, my lady." And I'll tell you what, I did. It's been an education and an opening eye of what the reality is for so many people. Our vulnerable neighbors, yours and mine, who'd have nowhere to go when they lose their benefits, they're in between jobs, and they don't know what to do when they go to pick up that medicine, and now there's no copay, it's a full price. So these are the families that we help, whether it's short-term, until they're back on their feet, or long-term.
That's beautiful.
But Dr. Vasquez was the inspiration. He and Elaine and the founding board and board members since have fought tooth and nail to make sure that this clinic succeeds in all that it can do for those less fortunate in our community.
That's beautiful. And I know that he recruited you. You're a proud graduate of Loyola University. You went to work for a biotech firm. You're a medical consultant, or was a medical consultant for so many organizations. When he approached you, you know, to help him with his non-for-profit, the Light of the World Clinic, which now you're the executive director, what came through your mind? Because you came from a different world.
I did. And I remember telling him, my Spanish is not all that great. I really do other medical consulting. I've never done a nonprofit. And what I've come to learn, he told me, that's okay. You'll get better at it. And it was like no sweat for him. But for me, I was nervous because this is his baby. This is his pride and joy. What was I to do? But when it came down to it, it's a nonprofit is just as well run as a for-profit. They just have a different mission. And the mission here was to care for all those less fortunate who needed help and needed assistance. And so that is when I slowly became an expert in learning from him what to do, where to go, why are we doing this, who are our partners, how we can do more in the community so that families know that when they are in need, there's a place that they can go to for their medical care, for their labs, for their specialty care, and more importantly, for their follow-up. so that we can keep our community healthy.
I put up the information there of your wonderful clinic, the website, so on and so forth. Dr. Vasquez apparently was an amazing man. I've heard so many people speak about him. And in a few seconds, we're going to talk about his beautiful wife that we all love in Broward County, the name is Sally Vasquez. But from what I understand, Dr. Vasquez was an unbelievable, charismatic doctor. What I understand, he was from Venezuela. Talk to a little bit about this amazing doctor, how he just like talked to people and just people fell in love with him, with the charisma that he had, with the love for humanity, for the love for the multicultural communities. And he was Venezuelan, and he also suffered a little bit of bias. And I, from what I understand, he also, that's why he also created this clinic, because he felt there was a little bit of bias here and there. Talk to us.
Well, as you said, he came from humble beginnings, but he was raised by a family, by a mother who made sure that he never forgot his roots. And that's something that always made a difference for me, because you usually think that these doctors are wonderful, but they're unapproachable. And Dr. Vasquez was everything opposite of that. He was so approachable, but he also knew that, hey, how can I help my patients? How can I help someone? And if it meant he nagged the pharmaceutical reps to make sure that they came and brought more additional samples. At that time, there, remember, free prescriptions at the local pharmacies weren't like they are now. That is a tremendous help. But back then, he really had to strive and fight for how am I going to get this medicine to this patient? And wow, his upbringing just always was put everyone else first, to the point where he cared for everyone more than he cared for himself. He just believed in what he did, and this was his life. And it became Elaine Vasquez's life. And honestly, I think that is why we are now embarking in our 32nd year, because we've had such love and support over these years.
That's beautiful. And I want, in his memory, I want all of you to know that this gentleman had many, many awards. From what I understand, he also received the Jacqueline Onassis Public Community Award, which is only 5 recipients in the nation, my friends. And he was one of those recipients. He received Miami Herald's awards. I mean, his awards were numerous, because Absolutely. He always wanted to help the underserved, the indigenous populations, the economically disadvantaged residents. Mm-hmm. So may God, you know, have him in heaven, and may he continue to bless us all here. Now, his beautiful wife, as you know, mm-hmm. and many of our viewers in Broward knows as well, Elaine Miceli Vasquez, she is the founder and author of the Hispanic Women of Distinction Award, of which I was a recipient in 2016 of this amazing award. And Kate Castellanos, my good friend, she had nominated me. And then it goes through like 12 panelists and you know, a lot of questions here and there. But Elaine always finds a way to honor Hispanic women. And she does such a beautiful job every year. This year, as you know, Sandy, is going to be on November 12th at Signature Grand. She always has it there. But what is the relationship between Elaine? I know that she's also the brainchild and founder along with her husband, but what is the relationship between the clinic and the Hispanic Women of Distinction Luncheon every year? Talk to us.
The relationship has always been there. Erwin and Elaine found a way through the Hispanic Women of Distinction Luncheon to honor Latinas who are really pioneers in their community, who are making strides for those in their own specialty areas. And there's so many women that have received this award, but it's a very prestigious award. I too am proud that I was one of them.
Congratulations.
So I was thrilled, but it, more importantly, it's calling attention to the work being done by Latinas in South Florida from all different counties to really better our neighborhoods, our people, our services, you name it, and it's there. And the tie to the clinic has always been to help bring awareness of the services available to families in Broward County, but also to help, you know, this event also helps to really fund and help nonprofits. And so Light of the World Clinic, I think this year it's also Flight, the nonprofit that offers flights, I do believe, for veterans. And sometimes it's the March of Dimes. It's been Habitat for Humanity. There's always a nonprofit component so that we can bring these individuals and their circles of influence and so forth to know more about the nonprofits so that we can work together to help make this a really better environment and community.
And she does a phenomenal job. This year, as I mentioned, it's going to be November 12th. So all the viewers that want to go, you know, please get a hold of Elaine Maselli Vasquez. You can definitely call my friend here, Sandra Lozano Barry, at the clinic and get the information for the tickets. But it's amazing. It's huge, huge. I have never been to an event where you have over thousands of people. I mean, they opened up Signature Grand, all the rooms to fit all the thousands of people that she can fit in there. Because Elaine is that way. And from what I understand, they also had a foundation that helped raise millions and millions of dollars for nonprofits that dealt with elderly,
the elderly population.
So Elaine, we love you. You know, you're continuing the legacy, if you will, of your husband as well as yours. Let's talk a little bit about the clinic when it comes to funding. Obviously, we opened the show by saying that this is a free clinic to underserved populations in Broward. So if you cannot afford healthcare and you live in Broward, you know, these services are there for them. How do you get your funding, Sandra?
That's a tough one, but we have wonderful board members that provide events where they fundraise for us. We have an excellent grant writer who also assists us, and she's
that helps
the clinic for quite some time. She knows this clinic very well. And so I also do a little grant writing, and collectively we're able to raise funds and donations. The public bringing awareness to the community just alone makes a big difference, so that people know that we are not a secret. We want the whole community to know that there are clinics out there. And in Broward County, we are really one of the few that can offer that primary and specialty care services that are needed for families nowadays. It's no longer just good enough to give them an exam. It's now beyond that, a mammogram, flu shots, the children's vaccines, you know, so they can go back to school healthy. And so all of this takes time, energy, but more importantly, it takes resources. And so those are the resources we're always looking in. We're, you know, whether it's $10 a month that someone can give or a grant that can come out and help us, we would appreciate anything, because obviously these funds are what help us to keep these services available to these vulnerable and most needy families.
It's amazing what you guys are doing. Talk to us about the recruitment. How do you recruit the doctors, the volunteers? Talk to us. I mean, that's amazing, because it's a very expensive world, as I said earlier, and to have people volunteer, that's from the heart.
Oh, we are so fortunate. Our volunteers have grown tremendously. It started with Dr. Vasquez and all his contacts. I think I learned that from him. Anyone who he would talk to, he would let them know about the clinic, and then we would have them come through. But since its early stages, the clinic has always had partnerships with different medical schools like Nova, you know, Kaiser University, FAU, Barry University's nursing students, Nova's MPH students, and now the bachelor's in public health students. We've been able to partner with so many universities and colleges. So that these individuals rotate through the clinic, they do their rural rotation, they learn what it's like to treat families, and they all get surprised because they assume we're in a metropolitan area, I can care for these families, and they think it's no big deal. But then when they go to write a script or they go to write an order for an exam that or a medicine that they cannot afford, now they have to rethink, and they have to really focus on how can I get positive results and positive outcomes when these families can't afford some of these basic medicines. So wow. For that, they have to do a little creativity, but our senior doctors and volunteers, along with our exceptional medical director, Dr. Reyes, who took over Dr. Vasquez's, really filled his shoes beautifully. He's the one who helps outreach when we have a patient who needs something beyond what we can. We can't always win, but there are times we can reach out to other specialists and then we're able to get some help. It might be minor, but sometimes that's all we need. And we try and tap our resources every chance we get. And
you know what I love? What I love what you're saying, and you were talking about the students, is that now these university medical students are going to the Light of the World Clinic And yes, they're doing their clinical rotations and everything, but what you're instilling in them is not something that you can buy. You know, it's something that you have to see and feel.
Empathy. Absolutely.
You know, empathy, compassion for the patients. And so I think that the Light of the World Clinic is such a beautiful program that can also instill that humanness. Because, you know, let's face it, medicine is a science. So sometimes you might think, well, you know, you're so dogmatic, straight to the point, the facts, whatever. But to be able to instill in the science world that humanness, that empathy, that's amazing.
And compassion.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I love it. Any plans to expand in Miami-Dade County?
No, not at this time. But we do have
some. Never say never, right?
Right. Exactly. I've learned to do that. But just like everything, we are part of a larger organization, and there are counterparts like San Juan Bosco, and there's other counterparts like us down in Dade County. Dade is so huge. So if we ever get someone who moves from Broward to Dade, we recommend them to a few clinics down there, just like if they move north to Palm Beach and vice versa. We all work together because Broward and Dade and Palm Beach does have a unique relationship in all working together, at least as far as certain clinics go.
I love it. Let's take a small break to thank all of our advertisers, and we'll come right back to you. So I want to thank our advertisers. Without you guys, this show would not be possible. Thank you from my heart to yours, Florida Boo. A big shout out to you, Jose Milton Foundation, Ana Vega Milton. You know, we love you. Nicole Alvarez, our attorney, family law, immigration law, criminal justice, Magic Waste Youth Foundation. We love you too. Thank you for taking care of our kids, teaching them how to get resources so they can excel. Of course, Gladys Mizrahi is running for Aventura Councilwoman. We love her as well. Lucia Baez Geller, you heard from her last week, and she's running for District 3. A person that understands education, is ready to roll up her sleeves and fight for our children and our parents and our communities. Jackson Health Foundation, a big shout out to Charmaine Gatlin, the rest of the team. We love you. One of the best hospitals in our nation. United Home Care is the best place to be, because when you're not feeling so well, when you're older, it's nice to be home as well. DCM attorney Derek Morales, you're going to be meeting him next year. He's an excellent attorney, personal injury, family lawyer as well. And of course, at Geraldo de Broward, Elaine Maselli Vasquez, you have Sandy Lozano Barry talking about Elaine right now and her beloved belated husband, Dr. Edward Vasquez. So Posnick Insurance, very, very good insurance. A big shout out to Rachel. Catholic Hospice, when you're not feeling well, when you need to be nurtured and love and have the support of your family with dignity, Catholic Hospice is the answer for you. And of course, last but certainly not least, Survivors Pathway, Dr. Francesco Duberli, sexual assault, human trafficking, and domestic violence. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of our advertisers. Thank you for loving our diverse communities. Sandra, getting back to you, let's talk a little bit about the services. I know that you've talked about it here and there, but I want all our viewers to know what an amazing clinic you have. You guys are like a primary or beyond a primary clinic that have all the specialties from A through Z. Tell us about the services.
Well, we provide primary medical care, but then we have 16 different specialties that once they get their initial appointment, then they can be referred to GYN for their pap and their mammograms. Gentlemen can be referred to urology. And then we have, you know, the orthopedic doctor. We also have a dermatologist, cardiologist. We have so many of the wonderful specialists, and all of these doctors donate their time. They are wanting to give back to the community. So we are really more than thrilled to have them on board. And what makes it even more special is when they've left us years ago as medical students and they come back after they finish their fellowships and their specialty, and now they come back as specialists and want to give back. That's the full circle. And
that is a full circle. Unbelievable. And so if our viewers have heard this, and I'm sure they're listening, this is everything. This is a holistic approach. To me, it sounds like a hospital because you have all the different, you have the MRIs, you have ultrasound, you have labs, you have everything.
If I may, we don't have those. We do lab draw blood here, and that is done at a nominal charge because unfortunately my lab doesn't do it for free, but their savings to me is what I pass on to the patients. But we do have partners that do offer the bone density, X-rays, CTs, MRIs free of charge. Now, we order those.
And urologists? You have urologists as well?
Correct. We have urologists. We have nephrologists. We have
orthopedics, pediatrics.
We have pediatrics. Yes. So that's why I said we're very unique in Broward County that we can offer not only those primary, but also those limited specialty care services, because really there's not many even quality or FQHCs, which are federally qualified health centers. They don't even all offer those specialties.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Now, talking about your website, I know you have a very comprehensive website, but there's a little section there. It's not little, but I'm just saying there's a section in your website, which is the patient education information section. Talking about that section, for those individuals that do not live in Broward, that they don't qualify and being economically disadvantaged, or maybe they're from another state that they're watching us, can they still go on your website and learn about all the prevention medicine that you're teaching out of your website?
Actually, yes. We personally designed that patient education website page so that patients and our doctors can go to it, and anyone can really go to it and either look up by medicine, it's A through Z, they can look up their medicine and find out more about it, what the dosage, what contraindications, what they shouldn't eat with that. There's also the more specific disease search where you can look up diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, weight management, and you can look up so many of these topics and be able to learn, because so many of our patients find that they come here and they get the majority of what the doctor's saying, but then sometimes they leave and they're like, oh, did the doctor say that, or was I supposed to do this?
And that's normal. That's the way our doctors.
Exactly. And so that's when we encourage them to go there. And when they're in the waiting room here, prior to COVID, when we had a full waiting room, we would have that patient education component in the waiting room. It was amazing how many patients would say, can you pause it, or can you start from there then when I come out? Because I want to know how this ends. And it's because they were learning about dermatology and what is a skin cancer, what is a pap smear, what the benefits of a mammogram. So all of how to eat healthy with diabetes type 2. So all of these were being, listened to here, but then they couldn't take them after they left here. So we figured if we could put it on the website and the patients could get that education at any time from their phones, from their tablets, from their computers, then they could do so. And that has been a great success for us.
So I want to encourage all our viewers, my friends, look at the website address. Alan, if you can kindly put it back up. Look at the website address if you want to know anything about prevention, medicine, any diseases. I mean, I love it. It's like a one-stop shop just to go onto your website. So thank you for that information, Sandy. I know that you also get involved with some community programs or initiatives. What do you guys do as far as getting involved? I know you're involved in a lot of charities. I know that you personally belong to the Kiwanis Club, so on and so forth.
Yes.
Tell us. Talk to us.
Well, the clinic cannot survive on its own if it's not because of the staffing. Dedicated staff, the dedicated board of directors, the dedicated medical volunteers, but our community partners play a vital role. And like you said, yes, I'm a member of Kiwanis. I was a member of Kiwanis for, I think, longer than I've been at the clinic. And wow. I remember, all the help, they would adopt a family during the holidays. But now that I'm with the clinic and with COVID, they've been every other week, we get 20 bags of non-perishable food that we're able to distribute to our high-risk patients who do not have the facility or the wherewithal to be able to go through the drive-through food lines. I've had a few people who went through with their bike and they were turned away because you had to be in a car. Others have counted on neighbors or friends to drive them through. And so we saw the need, and thanks to that partnership, we've been able to provide those non-perishable bags to them to the point where now they ask for them. But we also partner with Holy Cross and Partners in Breast Health so that our ladies don't have to worry about a mammogram. They get their mammogram free of charge regardless. And if that comes back abnormal, anything abnormal after that would be covered by that partnership grant. So we are proud to be partnering
with a blessing.
with everyone, because again, it takes that village, that family. That to me, Dr. Vasquez was always the heart of that wheel, and every partnership we've ever had is every spoke on that wheel. And the more spokes we have on that wheel, the stronger we are in being able to move the needle forward, to roll, move forward, to achieve goals, to get this community healthy so that adults as well as children, because we see them at all ages, will be able to know that they can leave here healthier than when they came to us. And that makes for a productive community, a productive coworker, a productive student. And that's the goal. We want them to leave us better than when they came to us. And that's what we've been doing. For now, we're starting our 32nd year.
God bless you. Another 120 years of health and lots of wonderful things for all our viewers. I'm sure that after this show, a lot of people are going to start looking to see if they're going to move to Broward because it's a very stringent as far as the economy, as far as the number. Like, what's the scale? Is it very, you know, what's the scale
as far as far as the eligibility?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's actually pretty easy. Eligibility is mainly three objectives. They have to live in Broward. Right. So within, if their home is
anywhere in Broward,
we see them from Dania all the way to Deerfield, and east all the way west. So as long as they are within the county lines, Broward County lines, they are uninsured, no insurance, health insurance whatsoever, and they meet that household income threshold, then we see them. And a 200% poverty level is not a lot of money. Imagine, if you will, a single person making a living on $24,000 a year, a family of three on $40,000 a year. You have rent, you have expenses, you have car, there's very no way you can afford health insurance. So we're able to offset that because of the funding, because of the grant writing, because of the awareness that we bring to the community, and because we can say, we're going to leverage our volunteer hours with our over 300 volunteers, you know, at any given time, and our give back to the community so that your dollar goes further when it's donated to Light of the World. And when they do leave us, they are better. What's sad is when they've come back and after leaving us for insurance and then they lose their job and they come back. And what's been so surprising is how these families or individuals have come back worse than when they first came to us in the initial time, because they got insurance, but they didn't know how to work it. They didn't know what to get, how to take advantage, or they got a plan that didn't cover everything. So all of a sudden they were back.
It sounds like if you hold their hand in a way, like if you hold their hand. Hold their hand, walk them through. That's beautiful.
We have to case manage.
Again, bringing it back to that empathy, that compassion, that assistance, that love, that agape love, that unconditional love that we talk about all the time.
Absolutely.
For all the viewers that are watching tonight, Sandy, what would you say they can do to help you? If they're in a position to help you, how can they help you expand the Light of the World Clinic? Helen, can you please put the number out again, please? Go ahead.
First and foremost, everyone can learn about the clinic by going to our website and knowing that there is a facility that they can go to, or if they know someone that they can go to that can help and answer their call for access to healthcare. Right. But secondarily, they can, if they are talented in like their doctor or a specialist, we are looking for certain specialties like an endocrinologist, a bilingual psychiatrist or psychologist, a bilingual dietitian. And those are maybe once a month. If they can donate a few hours a month, that would be awesome. But maybe they're not a doctor and maybe they're not equipped with that talent, but they've got other services that the clinic can utilize, or they can do an in-kind. That we're always looking. We partner with anybody who has the desire to want to give back. And for that, then we do ask them to give me a call, because we'll always find a way that we can work together. But all in all, lastly, they can volunteer for an event. They can make a donation for tickets or sponsorships, or donate a certificate for a silent auction. There's so much that they can do, and even a monetary donation on a monthly basis, whether it's $10 a month, $20 a month. But they will be able to make an impact, a positive impact in the lives of so many families right here in their own neighborhood. So there's lots of ways to give back.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sandy. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I want to take this opportunity to congratulate you, to give a big shout out in heaven to Dr. Vasquez with his brainchild, with his beautiful wife, Elaine Miceli Vasquez. You are keeping his legacy, if you will, alive, and you're helping so, so many families. Is there a last minute message that you would like to leave all our viewers with tonight?
First of all, thank you for having me on the show, and help, and thank you. I dub everybody out there within hearing my voice that you are now ambassadors to know that there are places out there where people can access healthcare, even now during COVID, when there's such a high unemployment and people are not able to afford COBRA and other services. Please go to lightoftheworldclinic.org and visit us, and we'll be able to help you. But don't forget, we're here and we don't plan on going anywhere. And thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sandy. Thank you for saving so many people's lives. You are doing a fantastic job. And to all of you, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We hope you've enjoyed your show. And I'm sure that now many of you, if you know any friends that are economically disadvantaged, then tell them to look at the Broward Light of the World Clinic. Maybe they need to move over there, because let's face it, this is an altruistic clinic that loves you and wants to keep everybody healthy. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel at On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Remember to keep informed and stay connected with us, because by staying connected, we're all going to make the right decisions. God bless you all. Stay healthy and safe. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.